Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promessin is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promessin.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and our RSS feed so you'll never miss another Sex with Emily show again. You can also donate to the show. We love that.
We like money.
We love your money. We love your support. You can advertise if you're looking to advertise. You can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Today's show, we will be reading the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com, or some of you sent to my Facebook page, which is my Sex with Emily page, my fan page, or you can find me on Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E. The letters, the emails, it's so funny. I always say letters, like, yeah. I'm like from the 70s, but I like, they think of them as letters, though. But you know what I mean? Yeah. I think of them as like love letters. Mm-hmm. So the letters that include topics, swingers and safe sex, where to ejaculate, and body image. Those are a few of the topics. Plus, we'll have sex in the news. And then finally, five secrets about women's breasts.
All right.
All right. How's like that, Menace? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. What's been going on?
Oh, my God. I've just been working a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Florida in the morning for Thanksgiving with my family. My mom has a place there. So we're going to go to Florida. And it's going to be warm and sunny. And I'm going to be in this beach. And I hope maybe there'll be some cute guys there. Because I'll be in a bikini. And it's going to be 85 degrees. Yeah, I'm very excited.
You got to spray tan first.
I didn't spray tan. Maybe tonight I'll spray tan. That's a great idea. Yes. I should spray tan after this.
So you're going to stick out.
But, I went on a few dates. I'm just not that into anyone. I've tried.
Really?
I've gone on two dates. I've been dating these guys. And you know what? I'm just not feeling it. And
I'm just not into them.
I'm wondering, it's like I have these nights where, for example, this one guy I've been dating, I actually like him. I do. But my best friend's in town. She's leaving town tomorrow for months. I'm not going to see her. And I told him that he's in town, but I can't see him because I'm seeing my friend. Like, I'm choosing my friends. Like, what does that say? Mm-hmm. I think it's just that's my priorities right now. I want to see my friends. And if I was madly in love, maybe.
Hoes before bros?
This is the thing. We've talked about this. But that's where I'm at. And I just think that sex is going to happen. It's going to be good eventually. And
eventually. Got to keep on practicing.
Keep on practicing. But here's something funny that happened today. So there's a family friend that I have. She's 50 and her husband's probably 52. And they are going away on a romantic vacation. They're going to Hawaii. And she was like, Emily, they're very, a little bit like uptight, a little conservative. Let's just say they're a conservative couple, not uptight. But she was like, I really want to do something romantic and bring something. Like, do you have any ideas? And she and I have never talked about sex. We've never talked about anything. I'm like, well, she's like, because it's his birthday. And I said, well, you could get a bunch of like sex toys and stuff. So she's like, I don't know. So I took her shopping and here's in their 50s. They've been married 5 years. They've never had sex. I mean, they've never had sex. They've never used sex toys.
Uh-huh.
They've never watched porn together.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, we're going to get you a starter kit.
Wow.
So I took her to a store and because I would have ordered from Adam and Eve, but I didn't have time because it just came up today and she's leaving in a few days. This is what I got. I got female friendly porn, which is porn with plots, basically.
Yeah.
And not a lot of like humping and more men going down on women than women giving oral sex to men.
Mm-hmm.
I got her that. I got her, of course, a vibrating ring, which I love. And I'm like, he'll like it. And you're like, yeah, but it was so funny talking to you. You know people that you don't talk to sex about and then you do? Like people that you, like I didn't even think of her having sex. Anyway, so I was like, you'll get a vibrating ring. We got that. We got a beginner's bondage kit. And it's like in this little thing and it gives you little cards and tells you what to do. And it has like an eye, something for your eye.
Yeah.
And little like Velcro Velcro cuffs. And then this really cool game, which I think is great for couples. So I'm telling you all this because these are like little tiny things you can do if you don't want to jump in that you can spice up your relationship. So there's this game. I think it's made by Cosmo magazine, but it sounds, which might be whatever. But the game was really cool because it had all these little a deck of cards. And they all had different topics like fantasy, sex, truth or dare, whatever. And it says like, okay, read this fantasy to your partner and have them finish it. Or tell your partner two things that you want touched on your body. Or it's a way to kind of open up if you haven't been exploring as a couple. And here they're in their 50s and I got her first vibrator.
Yeah.
And I got one. It was like I didn't get to go into the rabbit or anything. I didn't get the rabbit. And the woman who worked at the store was like, no rabbits for the first time vibrator, which I don't think that's true. But I got a little nice vibrator. It was good. It was a good little package. It was really fun.
Nice. Right before they beef up all the security at the airport.
I know. She was freaking out. And I'm like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. But I feel like I could be a personal sex shopper.
Really?
I could redo people's sex. I could do an overhaul of people's sex lives. Like, just call me. Like, what do you need? I'll figure it out. What are your likes? What are your not likes? Like, I was like, because I asked her, I'm like, does he like porn? How do you orgasm? Clitorally, I was like, so I had to ask all these questions to figure out what would be the right range of toys. So I think that's gonna be my next job.
I think you would do very well at it.
If anyone wants to hire me, you can just email me. Yeah.
One thing that you were missing was you didn't suggest to bring another woman into the situation.
Well, no, they're in Hawaii. I don't know, but maybe they will. I didn't want to go that far. You're right. Would that be your fantasy?
What? To have
you don't like threesomes, do you?
What are you talking about?
I feel like you said you didn't like them before.
Yeah, well, not with another guy, but two girls would
two
be
girls,
fine.
Two girls, you totally would. Okay.
Yeah, but
have you ever?
No.
Never had a threesome?
Mm-mm.
I've had two or three.
Two or three.
And they were good.
Is it two or three?
I think it's two or three. I can't remember. Maybe like a half Can you give a half a threesome? Yeah. Oh, I had an aborted threesome. It was almost happened. It was like my friend and I, this was years ago. My friend and I were in Mexico, and there was this guy in the hotel that we were staying at, and we all became buddies, and we were hanging all day, and then we're drinking tequila, and the next thing you know, we're like in bed.
Yeah.
And we just looked up at each other and was like, that was a total threesome, but then we totally aborted it. We're like, ew, like neither one of us were attracted to him. And we realized we like come to and we're like, oh God, no, this is aborted threesome. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't count. And then there was another crazy threesome I had and that was really fun. And then I haven't had one in years though. I think it's, I would do it. I think it'd be interesting to have a threesome with all different kinds, two men, two women. Yeah.
I think I've gotten close a couple times.
Right.
But it's just.
But what happened?
It's harder for the guy to make it. It's harder for a guy to make it happen.
The guy has to make it happen.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Or the girls do sometimes. Sometimes the women do.
You have to find a girl that's down. Then you have to find a girl that's. Well, you have to find two girls that are down. And then two girls that like each other.
Yeah,
and then
that's true.
Those girls have to like
or just
you.
Have enough tequila around, which is the female Viagra that my friend Megan always says, the female Viagra. Yeah, you're right. And you have to, and before, if you're in a couple, there's like certain, we've done shows on this before. Maybe it's time to do a show on it again, the threesome show. Let's do that. Let's do a threesome quickie show. Because as you know, we're doing longer, shorter shows. This is actually our 45-minute show. But anyway, the threesome rule, if you're in a relationship, it's because usually you are, there's a couple and they bring someone else in. But then there is no usually. You could be hanging out with two of your best girlfriends and then one night y'all get messed up and have sex. But you should always talk to your partner about the rules. Like maybe you're having a threesome, but you don't want your partner to, let's say a woman, you know, let's say your girlfriend Menace says, well, Menace, well, I'll have a threesome with you, but I don't want you to have penetration with the other woman.
Then what's
you,
the
you
point?
Set down rule exactly. You can,
then it's not
you can
a threesome.
Do other things. Maybe she'll perform oral sex on you or something, or play with your balls. Oh no, that's right, you don't like that. Something
but
like that.
Even I don't know. Oral, I don't think if they're not down with penetration that they would even be down with oral sex.
Yeah, but there's some women that are just like, or no kissing, or they're just every couple has to have their rules because threesomes can blow up a relationship too. You never get the images out of your head. You think that your husband or boyfriend was more into the other woman. I mean, it's tricky, threesomes. I'm going to do another show. Will you remind me? Write that down.
I've got it.
We'll
right
do a threesomes quick. You got it in your head? You got it in your head? Thank God. Thank God. Okay, so how are you? What's new? Anything?
Nothing. I've been just planning a lot of trips. Today... they just broke some news that they're going to have a Lollapalooza in Chile.
Really?
In April.
Are you going to go?
I don't know yet. They haven't announced the lineup.
Is it for your company?
Well, yeah, I'd go down there and cover for my work. But
that would be amazing. Have you ever been?
I'd never been out of the country. So I had to get a
passport.
Never
in your life you've been out of the country? Never.
No, I took a cruise
don't
to...
Don't say Canada. It doesn't count.
I took a cruise to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Okay, well, that's...
I didn't get off the boat. I stayed on the boat.
You didn't get off the boat. Yeah, that doesn't count. Menace, we got to get you out of the country. We got to get you out of the Bay Area.
Well, I've gone to Hawaii. I've gone to New York. I've gone all over
America. Okay, honey, we need you to have a little world
I love
deal.
America. I would love... My dream place to go is Tokyo.
Yep. Love Tokyo. Tokyo would be amazing.
Because I love sushi.
Sushi?
Sushi.
Do you love sushi? Let's do that on our date.
Okay.
Menace and I are going to make a plan.
Sushi. I can't even talk right now. I've been up so
Menace
early.
Has been at work since 7 a.m.
Yes, and it's what?
And he hasn't
7
left.
O'clock?
It's 7 o'clock at night. He has not left the building all day.
Yes. I don't even know what it looks like outside. But
it's rainy and cold.
I love.
And I'm going to Florida. It's 85 degrees.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I love electronics. And I love. I'm a big fan of Asian women who's not. And I think it would be a perfect place to go to. I don't know too much about Chile, though. I just know that some miners got trapped down there. That's about
exactly. it. Exactly. And they're all coming.
Yeah.
They all flew here to America for a welcome for CNN thing.
So I don't know.
But all I might men, be there I want to go back to something you just said.
Yes.
That all men love Asian women. Do you think that's true?
No, I'm saying, I said who doesn't.
Oh, who doesn't love Asian women?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were... I just put words in your mouth for fun. I love
no.
doing that. I love putting
I'm not
words
the,
in your mouth.
I'm not that guy where I only date Asian women, but I'm just saying. Asian
no, right.
women are
attractive,
cool.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. We all are. We all women have their own things, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So. That's pretty
sex?
Much, kinda.
What do you mean?
Well, I know. I just, I have sex, nothing crazy.
Who'd you have sex with?
This girl I know.
Did you do anything different? That you hadn't done before this time. Even if you like, I don't mean like you brought in the dog or anything, but you.
No. Nothing that I've done different, no.
Do you feel like this show has changed your sex life at all?
Has it changed my sex life?
Like, have you learned things actually? Have you been paying attention for 5 years?
I've been paying attention.
Good.
Yeah, but I think I'm set in my ways and you're set in yours.
No, I'm not set in my ways.
How are you
not?
I'm
the least set in my ways. I'm so open to everything now, like learning more and doing more. I'm always open. I'm not set in my ways. I'm the least set in your ways person that you know.
Really?
Yeah, especially
sexually. So why will you never agree with me that women can't give hand jobs?
Oh, you want to bring up the handjob debate again?
I'm just saying.
I just happen to know that I'm really good at it. When I've done it with men, when I've given men handjobs, they're like, oh my God, I never have orgasms that way, except for with them myself. That's how I know I'm good. And I just, there's technique and tactics.
Do you think a guy's going to lie to you?
It's not like the first thing I do. I probably don't even do it in the first month.
But do you think a guy is going to tell you you sucked?
He had an orgasm and he looked like he was in ecstasy.
That doesn't matter. I'm just saying a guy is not going to tell you not to do it.
Yeah.
He's not going to tell you you're terrible because you're just giving him a hand job right now. He wants to sleep with you.
You know how in part of the battle...
He wants to sleep with you. Is he going to tell you that
he's already slept with me, but it was an accoutrement. I added a hand job.
Was this before or after you had sex?
I don't remember. It was part of the whole sex experience.
Because if it was before... He is not going to say anything
Maybe I didn't want to have sex. You know, sometimes women don't want to have sex. There's like those nights or times a month.
He's not going to say anything to offend you to not have sex with him anymore.
Okay, but I think I know that they appreciate it. I wish you could just like come over when I'm doing that sometime and just be like, can we Skype Menacin or something for this hand job?
I would love to see this Olympic performance hand job. Another guy a hand job.
Yeah, that you'd probably amazing. Get sick. We could probably recruit some people that would do it. That you wouldn't feel uncomfortable watching. Or maybe you just seeing me in a sexual act would make you uncomfortable.
No, I don't care.
Maybe with another woman you'd watch.
Another woman? Yeah, fine.
I'm just saying you don't want to watch sex. Okay, let's get into some sex in the news. We have good sex in the news today. What do you got?
Oh, in the news. Do you have the sex.com thing?
No.
Okay. Sex.com just sold yesterday.
Okay.
For $13 million.
Wow.
Just
a
domain.
There was sale.
Yeah, there was no
website attached to it. I heard a story. Someone recently, that's been in the paper for a while. They've been negotiating it, but I didn't know it went down to that it got sold. But I knew someone who knew someone who knew someone who was like started Sex.com or was going to buy it or bought it. And it turns out those guys, like the people who bought it last time, paid an exorbitant amount and then they just like let it go down the toilet. Like apparently like they did not do a good job with it at all.
Yeah.
If I had sex.com,
Dude,
I would take over the world.
Yes.
Seriously, sex.com, hello, it's the most searched term on the web.
Yeah.
Is sex. They never tell you that whenever they do those official like Google studies. They're never like sex and, you know, anal sex was the top search terms.
No, my friends that run websites, they always say that a big search term is fisting.
Really?
Yeah. They said like that's like one of the top things. They go, if you want to get your page.
Fisting. I'm not that desperate.
If you want to get your page like some page views, it's like put in the tags fisting.
Fisting.
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to do
for
my tags?
I want every single
podcast.
I'm so
bad at tagging. Can I hire someone to tag for me? Will someone want to tag my website?
We go over this every week where I open up the website so I can number the podcast. And then I turn my head and I yell at you.
I know, I don't tag. But I did go through and tag the last 10 shows. But I used to have an intern. Now we have a new intern. She's going to tag. We all be fine.
Okay.
Okay, but we've got some good sex in the news stories today.
Okay, what do
you got? This is very interesting. There's an app being developed for cell phones to diagnose STDs.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Mobile phones and computers will soon be able to diagnose sexually transmitted diseases under innovative plans to cut the UK's rising rate of herpes, chlamydia, and gonorrhea among young people. So this is in the UK now, but doctors and tech experts are developing small devices similar to pregnancy testing kits that will tell someone quickly and privately if they've caught an infection through sexual contact. People who suspect they've been infected will be able to put urine or saliva onto a computer chip about the size of a USB chip, plug it into their phone or computer, and receive a diagnosis within minutes.
What?
That's hot. You're hooking up with someone and you're like, do you have an STD? Would you mind peeing on this stick for a minute? And then it's kind of a buzzkill. But
damn.
I think can you imagine? Someone
That's
can
crazy.
Just find out right away. So they think that this is going to help reduce the number of STIs. And did you know that 2/3 of women reporting a new STI were under the age of 25 as more than half of men?
Damn.
So, yeah, man. And then I've got some STD facts. People always say, like, you don't talk about STDs. So here's some new STD facts. I know this is really sexy, but this is important, too, because everyone should use protection. You know, a study came out. We talked about this
months ago that young people are more likely, like in their 20s or younger, are more likely to use condoms than people like in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but that everyone should use condoms. So, okay, 2/3 of last year's STI diagnoses in women were among under 25s. For example, 88% of the 127,000 cases of chlamydia, 73% of the cases of gonorrhea. Okay, and then among men, slightly more than half of them were under 25, including 69% of chlamydia. Da, 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 da. Anyway, those are some stats. There were some more, but I don't know where they're at.
All right.
Oh, well, yeah, here it is.
My recommendation.
The most common age, here's the one. The most common age at which women get an STI is 19 or 20 years old, while for men it's 20 to 23.
Really?
So you people, watch out.
I was going to make you a recommendation if you want to stay away from STDs.
Yes. Don't
or
have sex.
If you want to protect your kids from it.
What?
Don't go to Santa Barbara State.
Is that where you got your STD?
No, that's where every three people have an STD down there.
That's probably an urban legend.
It's not an urban legend.
Come
Google
on.
It. Google it, people. You're listening. Google it. You're on a computer.
University of Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay. But I know that it's a big party school, but I can't imagine it's more there
than
anywhere
else. One out of every three. There's all kinds of STDs.
Where'd you get your information?
I've been knowing that forever. I get on the internet every day.
You're on the interweb more than I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Sex in the news. More here. This is interesting. You better watch out, Menace, because you're such a tech person. You're okay. such a gadget guy.
Yes, I am a gadget guy.
Men, your laptop is probably cooking your testicles.
It is.
Ever wonder just how hot your balls get under your laptop?
Very sweaty.
Within 10 or 15 minutes, their scrotal temperature is above what we consider safe, said one doctor. Turns out that cooking your testicles is also bad for reproducing. So researchers presented their findings of a study that hooked thermometers up to the balls of 29 men with a laptop on their knees. They led the study. They said even though a man's testicle started heating up just for 10 minutes, they don't feel it. So this is bad for many reasons. If you're trying to have kids, increases in testicle temperature have been showed to lower a man's sperm count. This is serious. So put a pillow underneath you or something.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do on my desk usually.
But
that's really scary.
Your sperm is boiling.
People are boiling their sperm with their laptops. It's like everyone's worried about their cell phones. Like, you should worry about your laptop on your balls. Whoever worries about that?
I don't know.
Want
it
your
gets
balls
pretty
to boil.
Hot,
aren't you glad you know that now, Menace? If your balls got boiled, I'd be so sad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Mm-mm. I know you don't love your balls, but really, if they boiled, that would be bummer. Okay. So, strangers can rate your date on Can Do Better. It's a new website. Have you heard of this?
No.
Are you good at picking the right person to date? If you're not the best at figuring out who you should date, there's a dating website out there to help you. According to Lemon Drop, Can Do Better is supposedly a social networking site that fuses together traditional dating and a new age experience. The motto is, let the world decide. All a consumer would have to do is upload a photo of the person you're interested in to the website along with your photo and wait to see what other people think. People have three options to choose from. He can do better, she can do better, or perfect match.
People
on first dates are not looking for meaningful conversations, but they're evaluating your date as a potential romantic partner. Although it's pretty standard for the man to pay for a first date, a single woman still might be picky when deciding to go out on those first dates. Anyway, they go into this whole thing about dating. But who's it though?
Wait. Who would want to do that?
Nobody.
Have you seen the internet? People are brutal on there.
I don't know. I think that's brutal. It's like hot or not.
That's like, oh my God, people would rip each other in
half. And that would be so hurtful.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I talked about that. I'm sorry. I'm going to delete that story from the record, but I thought it was interesting because it's a dating website.
I mean, the concept is very interesting, but having the...
But that's about it.
The public, yeah. If you want to see how brutal people are on the internet, go on Craigslist. And what it's like the public forum section,
right.
I believe. Go to YouTube and read all the comments. It is brutal.
It's brutal.
Like, you can make the most amazing short film, perfectly shot, and you upload it to YouTube, and people somehow find negative comments to say about
exactly.
It.
Well, people love taking other people down.
Yeah.
It's probably people who want to make videos of their own. Speaking of YouTube, I have a YouTube channel, Sex with Emily, and I don't get a ton of comments. So you guys can comment and tell me how if
maybe
you like
they're
it
too busy masturbating.
Do you think they are? Do you guys masturbate to me? People say they do, and I'm like, really? Just me talking? But maybe. I don't know. That's hot. What are you wearing?
This cute girl said you had a nice voice.
What cute girl?
Some cute girl I know.
Who is she?
Some girl.
Does she want to have a threesome?
No, she doesn't want to have a threesome.
But she likes my voice.
Yeah, she said
Oh, that's
a good voice.
Nice. You know, when I was little, everyone called me Munchkin because I talk like this and I was really high. I have a Munchkin. I have an audio cassette tape of my voice when I was 7 and I was pretending to be on the radio and I said, "Hi, this is Emily on MORSE radio."
Really?
I have to bring it in. We could play it. It's really funny. And I'm talking like I have a radio show.
I
was like 7.
No way.
Yeah. It's funny. And I sound like a munchkin. Okay. So let's get into some mail.
All right.
Why are you laughing at me?
Nothing.
I need to know.
Huh?
Are you picturing me?
Because I just had a flashback
to
of
what?
Me in junior high. Because I had an assignment to pretend to be I was on the radio too, so I had a cassette tape.
Oh, really? And let's bring in our cassette.
I don't even know where it's at anymore.
I have mine, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi, and if there's any hot, this is what I said, because I just found it recently.
You're 7 years old?
7 years old.
And you're asking for hot guys?
I said, are there any hot swinging guys? If there's any hot single guys, I'm free. I said that. I'm like 8.
You're
is that
such
wrong?
A hoochie mama.
I'm like, what am I talking about? I'm 8. That is crazy. I'm going to bring it in. We're going to do it. It'll be funny. It'd be a funny segment. You guys would like it. You'd laugh. You'd get Emily at 8. Okay. Dear Emily, per your request, I'll keep it short. I did say that a few weeks ago that a lot of the letters are super long, 2-3 pages, and it's just easier. We can just kind of like to make it a little shorter. Per your request, I'll keep it short. Love your show. Love your show. Come to dinner when in Oregon? Me. I'm a chick happily married to a wonderful man who happens to have a great ponytail.
Oh, no.
10 years together, jobs, kids, laundry, crazy busy, and fabulous sex. Recommend waiting for the right guy. Husband and I recently had first swingers club experience. Watch a lot of hot bodies having great sex.
Swingers club, ponytail. I'm just saying. I'm right every single time.
Oh, my God. That one you're right on. But I don't know any swingers with ponytails. I know a lot
of liar.
I don't, but it's funny. This is hilarious because that is what you say. Menace always says that all swingers have ponytails. Okay. We watched a lot of hot bodies. I didn't even catch that today.
Yeah.
We had watched a lot of hot bodies having great sex. We had monogamous sex with each other in an open playroom. I liked watching doing, but as a chick, not so interested in PV sex with another, too personal in penis vagina sex with someone else. Also, condoms great in stranger sex, but what about STDs nonetheless? Can't get around my concerns. Fluid is fluid, and if you are doing it right, not all fluid is contained in a condom. Are swingers simply willing to accept the risk? Can you interview swingers and please address the elephant in the room? Only want to catch a fun time. Chicken Oregon.
I think they're just willing to take the risk.
We have had swingers on the show. We've had Charisma on the show a bunch, and she's a swinger, and I mean, I've been to sex parties, like they have condoms everywhere, but she's right. I mean, if you are really getting into it, there's fluids that just come out of everywhere that you have to be careful. But it's just like having sex with a stranger. You just have to – I'm sure that is a big risk, and that would make me nervous too, just random sex. But I would for sure use a condom, and just maybe you don't do those things that leave you open to risk. You just maybe just do oral – I don't even know. I mean, there's so many things that leave you at risk now, even having oral sex. You know, use a dental dam if you're performing oral sex on a woman. Do you know what a dental dam is, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I would just be really careful, but I don't know. I could interview some more swingers. You're a swinger? You want to come on the show? We've had a few swingers on over the time.
Get more swingers.
Well, I love the swingers. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. I think, I've met a ton of swingers. I've had swingers pick up on me, but I didn't know they were swing at the time. It was like when I was in my 20s. This couple invited me over for dinner and made me dinner, and it was just the three of us. And I remember thinking, God, they must really like me. But it wasn't until years later that I realized that they were trying to have sex with me.
Really?
But I didn't get any encouragement.
Did the guy have a beard?
No.
He didn't have a beard. Did he have
ponytail.
A tan? Was he really tan?
He was not tan.
I'm just getting all the stereotypes.
I know.
Of a swinger.
We're going to go to a swinger party one time, and you'll see.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Better relationships equal better sex. Sinclair Institute, the leader in sex education products for adults, has been saying it for over 20 years. I've seen some of their DVDs, and I highly recommend them. Find Sinclair's ad on my products page on my website, sexwithemily.com, and save 50% off any one item when you put in Emily50 at checkout. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
Okay. Hey, Emily Menace, what up? So here's my take on the ejaculation on the woman's face thing.
Okay.
Women, like Emily, as she had said, like receiving oral sex for the most part. For those that do, remember that men bury their faces in them. Your guests have mentioned the chin technique, and the last one from Emily's sex class mentioned the nose and just loving the guy using their whole face. I fully support this and like to do it as well. So if I do and the woman has an orgasm, she essentially has orgasm down my face. Even if she is not a female ejaculator, her juices are there. So if the guy wants to return the favor, what is the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Tit for tat. It's not always about something degrading. It's not always about some degrading thing. It's about enjoying each other as much as you can. So if you want your man to throw his face at you and make you feel wonderful, you should do the same. That's my two cents. Hope all is well. Jason from Baltimore.
Dude, Jason we just hear from broke him a lot. It down. He Check broke it down. Mate.
I know. He writes us. He's written us before. So yeah, he's saying that women who are giving advice to men about oral sex are like, get in there with your face, your tongue, your mouth. Like, get in there. Like, bury your face. And I think that men, he's saying a lot of men do that. I don't find a lot of men do that.
Oh.
And I wish they did. But anyway, and then he's saying that essentially is ejaculating on the face. So if a woman, if you're in a woman, she has an orgasm, so you should just be able to ejaculate onto her face.
Yeah.
I
perfectly
think it's,
reasonable.
I don't think that those, I think it's, don't
what?
See
no. What are you talking about?
Because there's something much more aggressive about a man ejaculating on your face. I'm not saying I'm not judging it.
I'm
not saying for or against. It's very loving. It's just more abrupt.
What?
It's more. It's
how
just,
is
it's
it
just,
more abrupt?
Because a woman's like this beautiful slow.
Oh my god.
She has this orgasm
no,
and it's like this.
Stop.
There's like birds chirping in the background stop. And a man's like.
Oh
blowing
my
up.
God.
I don't think that they're the same, but it's a very interesting analogy. And I appreciate it, Jason from Baltimore.
It's a right analogy is what it is.
It sort of is,
I think
is accurately.
He would win into a debate with that one.
I don't know. I'm too tired to debate right now. But I love his point. I love that he thought so much about it. And then what else I love about Jason is that he brought up the two techniques. My Charisma was on the show and she talked about her special chin technique when she goes down on women. And then Sarah was on the show and she was talking about the nose technique.
Really?
I love that people are getting the techniques. That makes me so happy. Okay.
Jason's awesome.
Jason, you rock my world. Hey, Emily, I'm a new listener, but quickly getting through the past podcasts, and your show is very interesting to me. I would like to weigh in on two topics. In a recent show, you had a listener ask how he might bring up hair removal to his wife. I don't know why this guy is so afraid to bring it up with his wife. Chances are she doesn't like the hair at all and would love it if he paid for the laser hair removal. Secondly, I would like to put an opinion on the use of vagina on your show. I just heard the show with your dom friend from sex class, Sarah, and the topic was briefly mentioned. Vulva is the word that should be used by you and Menace. To call the entire female genitalia area the vagina sounds very naive, and I would expect more from someone who is being educated in sex studies and who has a career based on the topic. I have a lot to say on this. Would you refer to the entire nether region of a man as his penis, including the testicles? No. Why not refer to a woman's pussy as her clit? To refer to this part of a woman by one of the parts by one of the parts that makes up the whole, I feel, is to give the vagina the respect that he says pussy, the respect that it deserves, not to mention the credibility that you deserve and seem to be striving for by using more clean language during the podcast, except for while I was just reading your letter. Words mean everything, and using the appropriate words only gets a point across better. It's a podcast, for crying out loud. Why on the topic of words? I would like to speak to Menace on this. How is horny and bang the same? Horny means you really feel like banging. Bang means you are satisfying that desire spoken of when using the word horny. Not the same. Get it straight. One more thing. Orgasm isn't the act of spurting your jizz everywhere in the entire experience. If you want to know where to blow your load, then ask. Don't ask where should a guy orgasm. Emily even was confused by this question. Thanks for reading my rant. I love the show. Just some pet peeves coming out, I guess. Brian. Okay, Brian, here's the thing. Here's the first thing. Laser hair removal. Yeah, I mean, hopefully he would pay for it. That'd be a great Valentine's Day present, a Christmas gift, if she's interested in it. Secondly, okay, this came up in sex school, and Sarah, and I don't know if you remember this, but we touched upon this, that you really, the proper term for a vagina is vulva, because the vagina is so many things. It's your reproductive organs, it's the clitoris, and that you should actually, like all of our sex school teachers said, vulva instead of vagina. I'm just having a hard time getting used to it. I'm not totally, I mean, I know that's true, but you all are getting vagina more, like when I say vagina, you know what I mean? But technically he is right, Brian. I appreciate it. And But I haven't adopted that yet. But maybe one day I'll become really sexually PC and then I'll get it all right.
Yes.
Menace, would be awesome. And back to you. Did you say that banging and horny was the same thing? I don't remember that.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay.
But maybe Brian takes copious notes.
So.
Yeah. Maybe I referred to I want to bang somebody or you want to. I don't believe.
But horny, you know what horny means.
Yeah. But. If you want to bang somebody, wouldn't that mean you are horny?
Yeah, I guess so. Right? I guess it would mean you're horny if you want to bang
someone. But I want to say I'm banging.
You wouldn't say I'm hornying someone.
Yeah, I want to say I'm banging somebody right now and then saying that I'm horny. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
But if I say I want to bang somebody, that means I am horny.
Right.
So I don't get
it.
I
don't know, Menace. Just one of your things. People love talking about what Menace says.
All right.
Okay. This is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Great hand job debate. My wife of 3 years gave me one and it was great. Used plenty of lube and we kissed the whole time, but I would have preferred a BJ. P.S. You're way hotter than Courtney Cox. Love the show, Mark. In Kalamazoo, Michigan, he preferred a blowjob to a hand job.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm harder than Courtney Cox. Everyone, do you know that my friends are obsessed? This has been happening to me for like 10, 15 years, that everyone thinks I look like Courtney Cox. I get that all the time. Like, you're Courtney Cox. And then apparently Cougar Town, my two best friends called me separately saying,
yeah.
I cannot watch Courtney. These are my best friends. And they're like, I cannot watch her without thinking it's you. They're like, it is so you, the way she moves. And people used to say this when Friends was on. And I watched it and I don't see me in her.
Really?
Do you see it? You probably don't watch her, but they were like the way she talks, the way she moves, the way her mannerisms are so you. Anyway, and then people think I look like her, but I don't see that at all either. Anyway, that's just a little thing. If you're watching Cougar Town, apparently that's me. Have you seen Cougar Town?
No, I haven't.
So I watched it. I downloaded it.
I don't know.
No. She's a little uptight, but so am I sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have my moments.
Probably not anymore since she got a divorce. Probably out slurring.
Oh, well, that's right. Since he admitted to Howard Stern that he had an affair.
She's idiot. Probably being, what's his name? They were always spotted together before they got married. George Clooney.
Ooh, I'd bang him.
Her and Jennifer Aniston used to go on like dates together. All of them. They would like go on private jets and go places. I don't know what that was all about.
Wait, with George Clooney?
Just George Clooney and them two.
Oh, wow. How do you know this?
I don't know. It was in the newspaper. I have a TV.
I mean, it was in the
But this TV. Was a long time
I'm getting
ago.
A television, especially with the Bravo show happening. Like, I feel like I need to watch TV.
And I need to set up Apple TV in there.
Can you do this for me?
Yeah. Okay. Because this way you can even listen to the podcast on your TV with the Apple TV.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to listen to the podcast now. A lot of people are doing it. Stitcher, Edge FM. Someone emailed me from there the other day. Okay, this is a here's an email. Menace, this is for you. Sorry. Emily, after hearing the last podcast, I think that Menace needs to get his head checked out. He likes to taser his nuts but hates when women play with them. I think he has a screw loose in his head. Maybe he should have the woman taser his nuts for him and he will like it.
People from never Chris. Listen. Not like I wanted to taser my nuts. It was just a radio stunt.
He was on the radio and they made him taser his nuts. I friggin' waxed Menace. Not personally, but you guys should go back to just search for the bikini wax or waxing show. Mm-hmm. And it was like probably show number 50. And we had a premier bikini waxer come in and we got Menace waxed in the studio.
Yeah.
How was that, Menace?
I'm going to do anything for radio. He does anything.
Well, we should have you do something else.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I think I want you to let someone give you a hand job and then report back. That how great it is. How about a prostitute or something?
A prostitute?
How about a sexual surrogate? Not a prostitute. A sexual surrogate who's really good at sex.
I can get somebody to give me a hand job, no problem. But
okay, this is
do I want one? No.
No, you don't. Okay, this is from Susan, my mother.
To me?
No.
Oh.
This is a text that I thought you would. This is actually for Menace only because I thought you would appreciate it because you think I'm technically challenged, which I'm so not. But I'm better than most people, but I still have issues.
Yeah.
My mom wrote, "Hi, Emily. This is me talking from my iPhone, and it's being translated into email, which I can send you instead of texting and tapping out a message. You can record a message. This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen, so I just wanted to let you know that your mother is the queen of cool." Sent from my iPhone.
Nice.
You know how you can do that?
Does she have an iPhone 4?
No, I think she's got the other one.
3G? 3. Oh, damn it.
Isn't that funny that my mom sent that to me last night?
Yeah.
My mom's the queen of cool. She's so cute.
I wish she had an iPhone 4 because then her and I can FaceTime.
Oh, you'd want to FaceTime with my mom. Have you ever met her?
I believe I have.
Yeah, you did. Do you remember she was on the show like years ago? Yeah. There's also, if you want to search for my mom, she did a show with me.
I'm still waiting for the sex tape. She's going to let me see it.
I know. My mom admitted. Oh, this is a video on my YouTube channel. My mother admits to me, we're like having, she's on the air with me and we're doing the show and we're talking. Someone calls in and says something about wanting to make a sex tape. This is when we were doing a live call-in show and wanted to do a sex tape with their partner. And I was like, God, yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine doing that. Can you, Mom? And she's like, well, maybe I did. And I'm like, what? So she and my stepdad made a sex tape, and then they destroyed it like 20 years ago. But I mean, really, Mom, you made a sex tape? Like, where was I? My mom's, look, that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
My mother, who's, if my mom's making, no, I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, but.
My mom's cool.
I'm just telling you, if you do get some guy that you're into, you might have to switch to the iPhone. Because I know you like long distance relationships.
Right.
For some reason. So.
For some you're going to have to get.
An iPhone 4.
Why? Can't you do that with a Droid?
Yeah, actually you can.
You can
use QIK.com.
But how close are you? Can you see them very well?
Yeah, it's like, it's perfect.
I mean, I Skype all the time.
It's perfect. Yeah.
I love Skyping. I Skype with my nieces.
Yeah, if you have a Droid, QIK.com
is. And then do people have sex that way? FaceTime sex?
Well, there's even services where you can sign up and get chicks to FaceTime with
you.
No,
but do couples... Who are too long distance.
Well, my buddy's in a band, and he said he's going to use it a lot when he goes on tour.
Really?
Yeah.
So
with him and his
I have friends
wife.
Who have done that. I've never done Skype sex, but it's like I probably could get into it, but
Skype
I can't.
Sex. I would not do it just because you can screenshot everything.
Right.
You know? It's so easy to screenshot
but
stuff.
But it doesn't record. Oh,
so if we have any like hot listeners that want to FaceTime with me, perfect. That's fine.
Okay.
You can do your thing.
We should fix you up. Yeah.
I'm not going to be seen on camera.
Okay. But you mean they could do a screen grab?
Yeah, they can grab.
Can you do that from your iPhone?
You can. I mean, it's super easy. Yeah.
From a Droid, can you do that?
From a Droid, I don't know how to.
Since I was always getting into technology.
I don't know how to do it on a Droid, but I'm sure you could.
Okay. Smartphone talk with Emily. we talk about our phones every week. It comes in. Okay. Here's one more. Just found your podcast. Very excited about looking around. I really identified with Lauren. Totally agreed with much of what she said. Even first time was the same. Okay. No waterbed and my shirt was on inside out, not backwards. I found listening to be empowering, motivating, and I'm going to be more like Lauren, not settling. Thanks, Emily and Lauren from Melissa. So Lauren was a show that I did probably about a month ago. This is the shows that I do where I just interview a woman for 30 minutes about her sex life. And everyone loved the show with Lauren. So you can search for that if you want to find it. But it's pretty intense. Like she gets into all of her sexual escapades and experiences and all that stuff. Okay, let's get into some sex tips.
Okay, what do you got?
This is what I got. Thanks for asking. 5 women approved secrets about breasts. Because, let me tell you why I'm doing this. And I might even do another quickie show about breasts because I feel that men, while they like breasts in theory, they like talking about the size, they want their girlfriends or whatever to get breast enlargements. They don't actually know anything about the breasts. They actually don't touch them enough. They're not all men, but I think that there is a dearth of men who know how to play with the breasts. So I'm giving some info.
All right.
Here's 5 secrets. Well, number 1, women don't think we're total pigs about this. Women don't think that men are total pigs about this. 3/4 of the women asked think men's fascination with breasts is harmless. 70% assume most guys are boob men. I love it when men look at my breasts, says Rachel, 23. It makes me feel powerful. There's really no excuse for not being courteous or maintaining eye contact with women. So mind your manners, revel in breasts privately, respect them publicly, and revere the woman who bring them into your life. For what would life be without them? So we don't think it's bad that you stare at our breasts. That's the first one. But we don't want you to be a pig about it. But it's okay that you appreciate our breasts and tell us that you like our breasts. Many women, number 2, many women love their breasts more than you do. Most of the women surveyed consider their girls, their breasts, to be part of their sexual identity as opposed to fashion accessories or mere body parts. 62% think it's more exciting to pull off their tops than their bottoms. And 78% prefer the women on top position because it shows off their breasts better during sex. A woman should be proud of her breasts. They're miracles of evolution, as versatile as a Swiss Army knife, baby feeder, pleasure enhancer, compliments, grabber. They often use them to their advantage, too. 87% of women we surveyed think women who make an effort to show off their breasts receive preferential treatment. So we love our breasts. Yeah, they do receive. They do. I don't. You know what? I'm not a big like show off my breast person, but I feel like I should sometimes. Like whenever I do, you do get more attention. Like men do stare at your breasts, but I'm more conscious about it. I mean, is that weird? I don't wear low cut shirts a lot, but I should.
Why? For what?
I think I'd like men staring at my breasts more. This is making me
weird.
Want...
I think I don't know if this is with all men, but like it's like a tractor beam. Even if they're not trying to look, for some reason, their eyes just
go there.
Go there when you don't.
When you first see a woman, so you know how whenever you see a woman, you picture having sex with her.
Yeah.
So do your eyes go, like, do they look at her face, then her boobs, then her behind? How do you do that? You know, men have their own formula. Like,
yeah.
Like, I always turn around and see men checking out my ass. Like, uh-huh. That happens to me all the time. I'm, like, walking, and then I'm, like, you could see the guy in the mirror. You know, like, if you're walking past a storefront and you can see him turn around.
Yeah.
Because you're already past. But if you're talking to a girl, like, are you in your mind, like, figuring out how can I sneak a peek here, there, everywhere?
No, I don't get that much into it. Okay. But I was actually really embarrassed this one time. I was meeting this girl for the very first time, and we just decided to meet up. She was like a friend of a friend, and we talked on the internet and said, hey, you know, I'm going to go to this movie screening. You want to come? And so she comes to the movie screening, and it's the first time I've ever seen her, right, in person. And she's wearing like a low-cut top, and I try to like to stare at her face, but my eyes just like went down.
Right, well, that's...
As she was walking to me, so she totally saw me like looking at her breasts, and I didn't like...
Well, she was wearing a shirt, though, where they were hanging out.
Yeah, but it's like my eyes drawn down, and I couldn't bring my eyes back up fast enough.
Yeah.
You know? So she probably totally thought I was a perv. I mean, we're still friends now, but like...
But if she was wearing a shirt with her breasts hanging, women who wear provocative clothing... know that they're wearing provocative clothing, and it's for a reason. And I'm not saying it's for men only, but I'm saying a lot of times women feel empowered by showing off their breasts. They're like, I feel super, like, you know how every woman has their thing that makes them feel sexy? Like, some women feel sexy when they're wearing a low-cut shirt. So she knew, I don't know what my thing is, but I feel sexy when I wear heels. I wear heels every single day of my life. You've never not seen me wear, like, boots with heels.
No.
And I guess I think boots are sexy because I wear them every day.
Yeah.
And I always have 5-inch heels on. And so to me, that feels sexy. If I'm not in heels, I'm not sexy. So some women, like, when they're not showing their cleavage, they don't feel sexy. Or someone when they're not showing their butt. So we all have the things that, it's not just for men's attention, but it like empowers us. Okay, number 3, women can be deeply conflicted about their breasts. As women grow up, emotions related to their breasts set in. Some women love their breasts. The fact that breasts are ever changing only complicates matters. The average woman changes cup sizes 6 times during her life. Monthly cycles, birth control pills, weight changes, pregnancy, breastfeeding all alter the size, shape, and feel of breasts. The sexiest thing a woman can wear is her self-confidence. If she's least bit insecure, then work to help her feel good about her body. So, number 4, in bed, you know nothing about them. This is to men. Men tend to have 2 touching defaults. They tend to either touch her the way they enjoy being touched, which usually means firmer or rougher, or the way a previous partner liked it. I say that all the time. Men always do what the last girl liked. In either case, she may not like it that way at all. Every woman will feel differently about her breasts. Here's how to deal. Every time a woman takes off her bra in your presence, wipe away all memory of previous breasts. You've never seen a breast before. This works even if she's your partner for many years. Start over by pretending you've never seen them before. You learn and relearn how someone moans, sighs, and squeals when you touch them. I think that is so true. I feel like men, like, they kind of touch them and they move them around and then they like, go and they're like, and then when are we having sex? Like, I just think that I have several friends who can actually have orgasms when their breasts are touched. And I know that it feels really good.
And
I feel, I hate those women. And I know that it feels good for me. And I feel like that they don't get touched enough during my sexual escapades. Yeah. And I'm just saying, I'm like, why didn't he touch my breasts? Why did he go right from my vulva? Okay, number 5.
Vagina.
Whatevs. Okay, number 5. Breasts can intensify a couple's emotional bond. Breasts aren't just about sex. When you recognize that, we are very appreciative. Learning to desexualize moments of great intimacy. For example, while you're sitting on the couch watching TV, the simple act of laying with your head on her chest can give a woman a powerful maternal feelings towards you in a good way. Another tip, if a woman complains about her breasts being sore, offer to massage them. Again, in a non-sexual way, if you can, that is, breast massage can feel incredible, and it's not something we can ask for at the spa. That's all really true. And I've got like 15 more pages of breast stuff, which I'm not going to get into now because we have to go. But I'm going to do a special quickie show on breasts. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. And anything else, Manus, from you?
No.
Are you just thinking about breasts? Yeah. Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys aren't just for women.
Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationships advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morris, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip.
All right, Emily, boobs. What's the deal? Mm-hmm. A lot of girls want one thing. A lot of girls want something totally different. Are there guidelines? I feel like sometimes I'm lost when I get a new pair.
When you get a new pair of breasts, you don't know what to do about them. Well, here's the thing. Every woman is different. Some women love their breast touch. They want to have them to be lavished with attention. In fact, a nipple orgasm, second most popular orgasm
really?
There is on the planet. However, some women, they don't
for
want to touch at all. For women.
Okay.
Okay.
Just checking.
So the deal, yeah, exactly. It's for women. But I think with every new sexual act, every new pair of boobs you run into, you got to start slowly because you don't know what kind of pressure she likes. So you can start, like, rubbing her nipples very tenderly, gently. Start gentle and see how she reacts. Cup her breasts. You don't want to, like, you know, rip them out. You don't want to, like, leave them
really,
first.
Really? You don't want to rip the boobs out?
No, you want to lightly graze your fingertip around the breast, and then you might decide if she's cool with that. Then you move on to some light tugging and other nipple manipulations. Who knows? You might have nipple clamps by the end of the night.
I'm just thinking, like, Jack the Ripper mode. Like, you don't want to rip the breasts out. Oh, that's what I've been doing wrong.
Exactly, like, dude. That's why you didn't get a second date.
Right.
No, but it's all about paying attention to how she is reacting. So if she's moaning when you're ripping her boobs, then you're on the right track.
You're on the right track.
If she's leaving the house, running out the door, not so much.
Right. Got it. Excellent.
So look for her verbal cues, size, faster, sharper intake of breath, look at her body language, and you don't have to be a mind reader, but a body reader could score you major points.
Excellent. If you guys want to learn more from the Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.